when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running.
Good morning, Pensacola. Craig Heinzman filling in for the one and only Andrew McKay, who's on vacation. Glad to be here with you. Like I said, I am the community engagement pastor at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Been doing that, been here in the community working as a pastor since I was 19 years old, so a long period of time. Have enjoyed and loved this town, love everything about Pensacola and our community, and just happy to be filling in for Andrew today. So, lots of news. I mean, lots of news. Some news great, some news good. If you're a Democrat, not good news yesterday. Not good news. There was a couple of studies that were released, a couple of polls that were released that found that one, if everyone, because there was this theory when Trump won election that, well, it was because people didn't show out. If people had showed up, that would not have happened. But there was a lot of people that stayed home because they were unhappy with what happened with Kamala and Joe, and they're just unhappy with the party. Well, Eric Levitz made it clear when in an article to Vox, it says the reality is that if all registered voters had turned out, then Donald Trump would have won the popular vote by 5 points instead of by 1.7 points. He said, so I think we need to turn up the temperature and mobilize everyone. Strategy, I think the we need to turn up the temperature and mobilize everyone strategy would have made things much worse, which is very interesting to me because I do remember, you know, that was the predominant saying, oh, well, you know, people just didn't turn up. Well, turns out if they had turned up, it'd have been a lot worse. It'd have been a bigger difference. And in the same day, a new CNN poll found that Democratic Party's favorability is at a record low. Now, truth in advertising here, the Democratic Party's favorability is 29% with 54% unfavorable. The Republican Party is not, it's not like it's on the opposite side of that. 36% favorable with a 48% unfavorable. So realistically, it seems like we're just not happy with pretty much any of it at this moment in time. Just some interesting news that I find coming out of it. And as we talk through how we're dealing with the current climate, I think it's important that we're just honest. That's it. I think it's important that we're honest with ourselves, honest with each other. We talk about Trump derangement syndrome. There's a lot of folks that talk about that on the right, and oh, you know, everyone's got Trump derangement syndrome. I think there's also Trump engagement syndrome, where no matter what, it seems that everything is good. No matter what he does, everything is good. And I'm like, nope, not everything. Not everything's good. There's talking a little bit about some of the stuff that has been coming off the DOD website. A lot of history of African-American service members. That's not good. I understand we don't want to do, I completely understand the elimination of DEI and the programs of that nature. And I would agree that some of those things absolutely have to go as a way of leading people. It is leading us into more division. But that doesn't mean that we don't recognize that people overcame true, real, honest discrimination that has happened in the history. And, not only overcame that, but made us proud through that. Those kind of things need to happen. When we talk about the tariff war, when we talk about what's going on in that, I am a conservative Republican, have been all of my life, you know, but it wasn't something that I just did because that's what my parents were. I had to choose that eventually for myself. And this is what I closely align with. And it was tough for me to vote for Donald Trump at one point in time. I was a day one contributor for Ron DeSantis for president. Truth be told. And we're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later when we talk to the folks from Save UWF. But when all the New York trial started happening, that's when I decided, okay, I can vote for Donald Trump, because obviously we're waging lawfare right now, and it's not okay. I can say all that, but I could also say sometimes I don't agree with it. And I know Andrew sides with this, that tariffs are a tax on the people. We understand that. Tariffs is an economic policy. You know, if we're going to try to increase income through tariffs, that's a really bad idea. If what we're using is tariffs for a leverage point to help later on down the line, is there are some economists that believe that we're going to have a better economy in the future because of tariffs, because of this work. I hope so. But we have to be honest as Republicans and say, this is not good. This is not a good look right now. It's not healthy right now. It doesn't feel good right now. Okay, we can be honest about that. It's when we stop being honest that I think we run into a lot of problems in society. We have got to be honest with ourselves, honest with our party, and honest with each other. Full stop. Full stop.
I just want to say amen. I don't know why at that point, but...
Yeah, no. But instead of saying amen, maybe we talk about traffic.
Okay. All right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Starting to see just a minor slowdown on Highway 29 as you approach Airport Boulevard, but going southbound. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. And AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, if you've got a leak or a drip or a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, or the water temperature or the water pressure is not good, call Barbary Plumbing. They can fix it for you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, including fixing the fixes that you fixed badly. Guilty. 477-8782. They were great for Barbary Plumbing.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Hey,
Heisman here.
I'm digging the dance moves.
I know, right? Get it going.
You're awake now, buddy.
So no one can see us.
That's a good thing.
Looking at some of our text coming in at 437-1620, says, I'm a lefty and dread writing with pencil regardless of if it's cursive or print. Edit, I'm a lefty and dread. It's funny. Democrats want the rich to pay their fair share. I just want other countries to pay their fair share. And there's truth in that. There's very much truth in that. New York Times had a great, great report, which is interesting on this, but talking about NATO and the U.S. involvement in NATO and why the U.S. involvement in NATO led to the cultural and economic boon of European countries, because they have not had to worry about their self-defense. By and large, the 50 to 60% of their self-defense has been taken care of by the United States military force. And so they were able to then sink that money into multiple other cultural endeavors, you know, bringing about all of these programs that we now talk about so much, and all these healthcare programs and all those things, these social programs. They were able to put all that money in there because they were not spending it on military spending. Well, now we're saying, okay, that period of time has got to come to an end. We are at a place where we cannot continue to provide, to police the world. We're not going to do it in Ukraine. We're not going to do it throughout Europe. There are some trade-offs to that, obviously. And I think that's where we were talking about earlier, is it has to be, we have to be honest about that. It doesn't do us any good for you to stand and say, well, you know, tariffs are actually a tax break on the American people. No, that's bull. That's 100% bull. And even we can take that on, right? But it is one of those things that we have to be able, as general, to say we are going to go through a period of time where we're going to be doing this tariff thing. We believe at the end it's going to come out. We believe at the end our dealing with NATO and dealing with our European allies and all of this is going to come out better for the American people in the end. But in the meantime, it's going to suck for a little while. And that's just the bottom line. We have to be able to say that as Republicans, and we have to be able to live within that reality. Sometimes that means owning up for your own mistakes. And we were talking a little bit earlier about the city of Milton and some of the problems that are arising out of this state funding request that got axed at the very last minute. And the Pensacola News Journal was reporting that Mayor Heather Lindsay reported to the city council on Tuesday that lobbyists hired to advocate on behalf of Milton had been informed by State Rep Pat Maney and State Senator Don Gates just ahead of the March 7 filing deadlines that the lawmakers would not be completing the paperwork requested to have three funding bills introduced for legislative consideration. So they're discovering a little bit late that, well, we probably should have had we probably should have fired Alex Andrade, right? We probably, because what happened is a perfect storm. You had the firing of Alex Andrade, who does have a sliver of Santa Rosa County in his representation. Then you had Joel Rudman quit in order to run for Congress, and yet. So now Santa Rosa County is basically without representation, large part of it. And when you do not have representation, especially in the state of Florida, that's going to cause problems. And whoops, $2 million in funding, including $500,000 request to pay for continued restoration of Lachlan Lake, $500,000 for the work on the city's Blackwater River Riverwalk, and $1 million for much-needed funding for the city's wastewater treatment plant. All of which will go unfunded now, at least for this session. And Don Gates, for his, you know, comes back and says, listen, we've had a lot of boon in Florida. We've seen some great things happen. But we're getting ready to turn back the spigot a little bit. this free flow of money is not happening. So if it's just not probably not going to be there. Manny, Representative Manny, said basically, I can't carry that workload. I can't take all, he says, I can't take all of Rudman's load too. That is not my district. I'm not willing to get all involved in their fights over there. Which I can understand, because part of it is the city of Milton. Part of it is just mentioning the city of Milton, and you are going to have people, especially in the House, that know Alex and have worked with Alex. They're going to be like, yeah, I don't want to touch it. I want to be away from that. So own it. Now we're in a place where we have that. So let's get a traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So no traffic is the traffic.
That is.
That's good. Better than, again, this is one of those things like the weather report on Saturday where we're all going to die, and it's, you know, going to be the most horrible weather that you've ever experienced, and we were all buckling down. I don't know about you, but my wife, we've got patio furniture, and every time this kind of stuff happens, it's like, Katie, bar the door. We're going to move it all inside, and so you've got to haul all the stuff. And then when nothing happens, you go, well, then why did I just do all that, right? But like we said, it's sometimes better that the predictions were wrong. It is certainly a lot of things going on. And like we said, we're glad traffic is not happening right now. Going back to stuff that's happening here in the state of Florida, we've got a malpractice debate that is headed to the floor as they begin to look at dealing with the medical insurance reality in Florida. And for those of us that pay for our health insurance, we understand that this is a big problem in the state of Florida. We are dealing with incredibly high insurance rates, incredibly high healthcare rates. Part of that, doctors are saying, is because of malpractice insurance. It's because you've got these quote-unquote frivolous lawsuits that people are raking in millions and millions of dollars. We understand there's a lot of large-scale law firms, national law firms, one that advertises it's the largest in the world, that are making their money off of this. So right now the debate is, how do we handle that? There's a bill sponsored by Clay Yarborough out of Jacksonville, and he says he noted that this version of the bill last year includes caps on non-economic damages. This year's version, though, doesn't have the caps, but he says he's open to changing the bill to thwart any spikes in insurance. Obviously, we don't want to increase costs, but we also need accountability. So this bill that has come to the floor is trying its best to allow family members to sue for medical malpractice. And I got to be honest, I think we have to be able to hold doctors accountable. That's true. But we cannot continually seek these massive, massive payouts and expect that the system's not going to correct itself. That's what's happened is now malpractice insurance is up 45% for doctors here in our area. It's hard to get doctors many times in practices to even give you a diagnosis. And I don't know if you've experienced that, but it seems like now doctors are even afraid to give a diagnosis because they're afraid to be wrong. They're afraid, well, if I do this or if we try this and it has a bad side effect, you're going to sue me and I'm going to have to dip into this fund. And so we have to be willing to say two things can be true at once. We have the ability and the need to hold doctors that are wrongfully practicing to account. But we also have to know that people are abusing that. And in abusing it, they're driving all of our health insurance up. They're driving all of our health care costs up. So it's Bill SB 734. There's a lot of talk still going on in Tallahassee about that. And we hope that we can come to a resolution. That's for certain. All right. Craig Heinzman here filling in for Andrew McKay. Text us. Give us your thoughts. 437-1620. We're going to be back after this news break.
Gianna Gelosi. President Trump spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin for at least 90 minutes yesterday, and while a complete ceasefire wasn't ironed out, Russia pledged to not attack energy targets. But
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of targeting hospitals in overnight attacks. Ukraine's military says it shot down 72 of 145 drones launched by Russia overnight. Russia claims to have intercepted and destroyed 57 Ukrainian drones.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage in Florida.
Splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams back on Earth after technical problems with their Boeing Starliner turned an 8-day test flight into a 9.5-month mission.
SpaceX could have brought the astronauts back after a few months at most. And we made that offer to the Biden administration. It was rejected.
Elon Musk on Fox's Hannity. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 60 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. A video that captured a fight over a parking spot on Pensacola Beach last weekend has gone viral. At least one of those fight participants is now facing a battery charge. It all started over a spot at Mommy Beach on Sunday.
For us, it was really the first beautiful day of the season. It started over a parking spot.
That's Lieutenant James Barnes from the Escambia Sheriff's Office. He talked to Channel 3. He says a woman that has been identified as 18-year-old Victoria Posey was standing in a parking space and then ended up getting into an argument and a fight with another woman that wanted to park there. Posey was seen on video hitting the other woman. Investigators are still working to identify some of the other people seen in the video that were involved in that fight. Results are in from Century's special primary election for their District 4 town council seat yesterday. North Escambia reporting John Bass was elected. He'll now serve on the council's District 4 seat. Bass was running against Catherine Fleming and Sparky Harrison. He reportedly got more than 50% of the vote. Only one candidate qualified for Century's vacant mayoral seat, former mayor Ben Boutwell. He was automatically elected. That contest was not listed on yesterday's ballot. Both Boutwell and Bass will be sworn into their positions in early May. Escambia County officials say a lot of good things are happening on Pensacola Beach this year. Beautification projects are ongoing at the entrance to the beach where the old toll booth is going to be torn down.
And then we're also doing a study of traffic management, traffic congestion coming in onto the beach, and possibly studying a parking garage there at Pensacola Beach and Casino Beach parking lot.
That's,
there's a lot of big things going on at the beach.
County Administrator,
a lot of good things going on at the beach.
Wes Moreno, he says another big change this year involves public safety. An ambulance will be stationed at the beach full time and will stay there all summer long. He says even if paramedics aren't available, it'll be on hand and staffed with EMTs and supplemented by the beach fire medic. Well, nesting season for sea turtles is fast approaching. It usually starts in either April or May. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission advising people to help protect nesting sea turtles by keeping the beaches clean, minimizing disturbances, and, of course, avoiding artificial lighting that can misdirect those turtles. Their home, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, splashed down in the Gulf near Tallahassee last night.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
The two returned on a SpaceX capsule after staying 9 months at the International Space Station. They were joined by another NASA astronaut, Commander Nick Haig, and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. Well, some exciting news for soccer fans. The League for Clubs announcing Pensacola FC and Pensacola FC Academy are both joining the Gulf Coast Conference for this season. Pensacola FC will be in the East Division. Academy will be in the West Division. Since its founding in 2013, Pensacola FC is played in both the Gulf Coast Premier League and the National Premier Soccer League. Academy's been honing its skills in the GCPL's second division the last couple of seasons. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John.
That's right. Still no accidents to report to you right now. Seeing some minor delays on Highway 29 as you approach East 9 Mile Road, both northbound and southbound. Just some minor congestion delays. But other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with temperatures near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, we'll start to see some rain building in. A few light showers possible through the overnight hours, low near 54. Showers coming to an end by about 4 a.m. on Thursday, and then by Thursday afternoon, high near 65 with sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 42. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' first warning weather team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is 60 degrees in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, 46 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. After a strong streak of gains, mortgage demand has pulled back for the first time in 9 weeks. New data from the Mortgage Bankers Association found new applications fell 6% last week. An increase in mortgage rates and increasing uncertainty about the economy are likely to blame. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from terminating $20 billion in grants awarded to three climate groups by the Biden administration. The judge said the EPA failed to provide sufficient evidence the grants were examples of waste and fraud. Amazon's self-driving unit has recalled 258 vehicles due to issues with the automatic driving system. The company says in certain scenarios, its autonomous vehicles may brake hard unexpectedly. The recall comes as Amazon prepares to launch commercial robo-taxi operations this year, expected to be in Vegas. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher, with the Fed expected to make an interest rate decision today. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
You know, if you've been listening to my show long enough, you've heard me talking about Pensacola Hardware, one of the oldest, 50 oldest companies in the entire United States, the oldest company in the state of Florida, founded before the Civil War, before there were Levi's, like a long time ago, 174 years ago, long. But what you may not hear me talk about a lot is all the different ways in which Pensacola Hardware serves this community. Like, just an example, okay? UWF's Department of Archaeology actually has a whole bunch of supplies that you get at Pensacola Hardware because they work in conjunction with them for things like their gloves that they need or their excavating tools. And of course, they have all of the hardware stuff that you could possibly imagine. Aaron pneumatic tools, fasteners, drill bits, diamond products, decorative concrete compressors. I mean, honestly, they have things that I could read to you are on their inventory list that I have no idea how to use because it's not my area of expertise, but it's theirs. They have been helping people just like you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for an awfully long time. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Clay. Terms apply.
Join Ballet Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Pep Talk. For the first time in Ballet Pensacola's history, they're bringing Don Quixote to the stage at the Center, March 28th through 30th and the following weekend. Find out about this lively and timeless tale of romance, chivalry, and adventure. Text or call in your questions for Sarah, Debbie, and the dancers to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Last Saturday night, severe weather threatened the Gulf Coast.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for Baldwin, Alabama, Escambia, Florida.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive. Along with our news partners at WEAR Channel 3.
We're all under that tornado warning, and so that is why we are going to be taking every storm that moves through our area tonight very seriously.
When you need to know, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
I gotta be honest. I don't know that I like that intro. I think that basically goes to the fact of I'm gonna be loving you till we're 17, and two grown men in a studio just doesn't. Yeah, no. Maybe that's your song. Not my song. Not my thing.
It was in a folder.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, you can always text us if that was a song that you like or don't like, 437-1620. We got a text earlier. Says, Dear Craig, politics are not religion. Policy is not a belief. We don't need to believe in tariffs. American products don't need protection from tariffs. Tariffs protect the weak, and we are strong. And that might be true. I'm not saying that the tariffs are a necessarily bad idea, but I am saying that we need to explain that they're going to cause problems. They're going to cause hurt. Eventually, we believe, as Stephen Moore says, that the economy will turn the corner and we will see growth in the second half of the year if trade deals can get done. And this idea is freer and fairer trade that other companies, other countries, I should say, have been getting by with tariffing our goods and have been getting by with, you know, relying a lot on America to pay for their stuff and to pay for their defense and pay for a lot of things. And it's Donald Trump's opinion is it's high time we don't let them do that anymore. Well, that's going to have ripple effects. And I think we just need to say that's going to have some ripple effects. That's all I'm saying. That's it. No biggie one way or the other. I don't know if you saw this. So my son and my daughter just ran a race at Cape Canaveral. Not that that would be news to anybody else so that you've seen this. But I love Cape Canaveral. We're very big into the space industry. My son wants to be a rocket launch systems engineer, something of that nature. I don't know. He goes and talks to some of these people about stuff. We went and toured UCF, and he was talking with some folks there, some students that were grad students, and they were talking about hypersonic engines and stuff. And I'm just sitting there going, I feel like the dumbest guy on the planet. My 17-year-old is lapping me in intelligence right now, but that's okay. So we've known that Florida is synonymous with space. Big in the news today, obviously, because we finally got a couple of astronauts home after 9 months of being stuck. I get it. Some people are telling us, well, they weren't stuck. That's not news. It's not real. They could have come home a month ago. I was like, well, then why didn't they? Okay. Apparently, the space station can't manage without somebody on it or something of that nature. But at the bottom line of it is, they went up there for 8 days. They ended up being up there for 9 months. You can say politics didn't, you know, come into play there. Elon Musk says, "Hey, we offered SpaceX to go up and grab them. That was denied." Long story short, they splashed down yesterday, finally back in gravity. Which would be so weird to me. I have no idea what they've got health-wise going on, but from that and what the long-term effects are. But we're praying for them. We're hoping that they recover well. But saying all that to say this, Rick Scott, Ashley Moody have introduced a bill to move NASA headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Florida. And I love the idea. I personally love the idea of consolidating And that's what they call it. Now listen, this is what I love, because I'm all about the creative side of bill making in politics, right? This is the title of the bill. The Consolidation Aerospace Programs Efficiently at Canaveral Act, or the CAPE Canaveral Act, the Cape Canaveral Act. Okay, say what you will. You might think this is stupid. You might think this is the whole thing. NASA should stay at Washington, whatever. That's brilliant. Someone workshopped that, and that's brilliant. I'd rubber stamp it just for the name. You came up with the Cape Canaveral Act. I think it's great. No, but there's Scott says, there's no better place for NASA's headquarters in Florida's Space Coast, where our nation's brightest minds innovate and help America reach for the stars. Moving to Florida will not only save Americans' tax dollars, it will enhance efficiency and streamline operations in this important industry, with proximity to private sector partners and top-tier workforces ready to help Americans reach space exploration goals. I'm in it. And speaking of travel, how's traffic looking?
Dun, dun, dun. That was a pretty good transition, brother. I like that one.
We tried.
Well, it's looking really good. There are no accidents to report to you right now. Seeing some minor delays if you headed northbound on North Palafox between Massachusetts Avenue and Brent Lane. Just know that there's a congestion delay there. But school's not in session, so I don't see as many delays as I normally do. Spring break.
Yeah, right. Spring break traffic is always a little lesser this early in the morning. Now, once you get, if you're trying to go to the beach, say noon, yeah, you're going to hit a lot of traffic. It's going to be pretty intense. So we were talking about the Space Coast and Florida in the space industry. I think this idea, obviously moving to NASA to Florida, makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Have you ever watched a space shuttle take
yes.
off? Yes. Okay, so you watch a shuttle, or did you watch like a SpaceX rocket?
A shuttle.
So I'm trying to explain, because my son obviously was born well after the shuttle program, and I was at Orlando at Universal Studios with a group of teenagers for a student ministry event, and we were walking around, and just in the middle of walking around, I see everyone start to look over my shoulder and behind me, and they're look up in the sky. And so I turn around and look up in the sky, and there is the shuttle rolling into as it launches. And if you have never seen a shuttle launch, if you have ever seen a shuttle launch, you need to go see one. I mean, not a shuttle launch, a spaceship launch, I should say. We've seen a Falcon. We've seen a Falcon Heavy. We tried to go see the Artemis twice. We went, on flight one, flight two. We said, we're not going to go to flight three, which of course flight three is when it took off. Launch three is when it took off. But being there, especially being at the Cape Canaveral when that thing launches, you feel the rumble. My son's big thing now is he wants to go to Texas, because he wants to watch a Starship take off.
And then the capture.
But good news, they're building a whole Starship terminal at Cape Canaveral now. So now we're going to have the ability to watch that from here. And I don't have to travel 13, hours right into the middle of nowhere, Texas, to make that happen. But no, it's a great program to be a part of. All right. So let's get to some good news, if we can.
Hey, it's Scambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed, and the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola Morning News. My name is Craig Heinzman, filling in for Andrew McKay. And we are here for a segment called Good News, trying to talk through some of the things that are happening within our nation and our world that are positive stories. We can talk a lot about the negative stuff, but some of the positive stuff that's great. Alameda, California, obviously the wildfires out there were ravaging. And Steve Carell had an announcement for Altadena, I should say, seniors. He, along with a group called Alice Kids, teamed up to cover all of the prom tickets for the seniors for that high school, which is great. And you know, he says as a part of this, he wanted to let you know that they were paying for all of the prom tickets as a way of helping them out through these wildfires. I don't know about you, Steve Carell, one of my favorites in terms of the Office is just, it's great. It's like Friends. You can just watch it, and no matter when it's on, you can just turn it on and be like, that's funny. That's funny. I miss television that was just all, it's guaranteed to at least be interesting and funny though whenever you watch it. We have found recently that over-the-counter ibuprofen can speed up recovery from concussions by 20%. A study is recently showed us. This study out of the University of Washington in Seattle says these results are exciting, that there's limited treatment options for concussion, and over-the-counter pain relievers are readily available and inexpensive. So that's good news for those who have dealt with concussion, and anyone who's been watching sports, been involved in sports, understands the problems that concussions can bring. And so glad to see that something so inexpensive as ibuprofen can speed that up. Now, if you're a cat lover, there's some good news out of India. I don't know if you're a cat lover. This is probably not a cat you would want to own, but it's the Earth's tiniest wildcat. It was captured on camera for the first time. It's called the Rusty Spotted Cat. The Rusty Spotted Cat. It's a nocturnal cat, very, very shy, has never been captured on camera before, but they were able to capture a picture of it recently. It says exclusively confined to the subcontinent of India, where it used to be widespread. Today, recorded sightings have been found in a couple of cities that I'm not even going to try, and now West Bengal, which share a particular ecoregion, a particular plateau where these small leopards that are 2 to 3 pounds and only about 14 to 19 inches as wild cats go. So I'm always interested. This is me personally. I always love when we find something that we didn't know existed previously. It's like, oh, wow, there's this little cat. And we had no idea that it existed. I don't know, it's just part of me that loves finding those deep sea creatures that you're going, oh, man, that thing looks so weird. Yep. The world is amazing, and we find out new things every day. Last good news story, a titanium heart, an artificial titanium heart, has successfully kept a man in Australia alive for 100 days while he waited for a heart transplant. This is the longest ever period that a man has been kept alive by an artificial heart, giving its developers encouragement that it can play a major role in supporting waiting list patients whose hearts are failing. So, this, and it looks like, if you see it, it's, you know, the size of a palm, fits in the palm of your hand, but it looks like a small motor. That's what it looks like. It looks like a car motor with valves. It and You know, we live in an age where someone can be kept alive even for a short period of time by machinery. I can't imagine what it would have been like to say, hey, yeah, in 100 years, you know, 100 years ago, to say, hey, in 100 years, we're going to be keeping someone's heart alive through an artificial engine that we've created. And people are going to be like, nah, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
Right. That's just dumb. Or we're going to have AI that can take care of everything for us, right? So that is your good news. And we're excited to be able to share that with you. If you've got some good news you want to share with us, you can text that in 437-1620. And before you text it, I'll go ahead and say the good news is Andrew will be back and we won't have any more guest hosts. So there's certainly good news there.
This has been fun. It's still fun. I get all these different people in here
fun.
Every day.
It's just probably not as informative as people would love it to be. It's really hard to, I'll say this, for those of you who have ever wondered what it is like to sit in this chair, it is incredibly daunting. Because Andrew McKay is a Pensacola legend when it comes to news and information. It's very rare that I don't text him and ask him what I should think about something because I know he's going to be well more read up on it than I am. But before we get to that, let's get to traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still running accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays to hamper your way in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom, David.
Well, thank you very much. Authorities are still on the hunt for whoever did damage to a Tesla service center in Las Vegas. Now, police in Vegas say that somebody apparently was using Molotov cocktails to damage that dealership. And also they shot at least three rounds into a few of the cars at the Tesla center. The word resist was painted on the front doors of that business. Do you guys remember hearing about all that controversy surrounding Southwest Airlines here not long ago after they ended their free checked bag policy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Oh,
well,
absolutely.
Yes.
Lots of people upset.
It looks like the budget airline battles are now beginning. Frontier Airlines is stepping in and saying they will now start flying checked bags for free.
What?
Frontier announced
normally
that.
Normally this is like $70.
Right?
Yeah, it's very expensive. I've flown Frontier for missions, and it's like, yeah.
So this apparently, I don't know that this is a permanent change. It seems like this is probably more of a limited time promotion, but they are stepping in and doing that. And the first trailer has been released for Happy Gilmore 2.
I haven't sworn a club in years.
I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit it big now.
I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
So, of course, it looks like Adam Sandler reprising his role as the legendary golfer while facing younger stars on the PGA Tour. So, happy Gilmore fans are, I'm sure, going to love that. And some of the other cast members that are coming back in this one include Christopher McDonald, Ben Stiller. It's also going to have Bad Bunny, Travis Kelce, Sandler's daughters are going to be in it, and professional golfers John Daly, Rory McIlroy, Bryan DeChambeau, and Scottie Scheffler all making appearances.
Oh, I want to be excited. I really wanted to be. I heard about it coming out. I was like, oh, yes, Happy Gilmore 2. It's going to be incredible.
Got a lot to live up to.
And then I watched the preview and I'm like, this is going to completely stink. This is going to be horrible. It's going to trash. It's like redoing Back to the Future. If anyone ever tries it, those of us that have loved that movie will be like, I don't care. It could be done by the greatest ever. It's going to stink. I'm sorry. It's just going to, I don't feel like it can live up to Happy Gilmore, the original. Go watch it if you haven't. It's worth every minute.